This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Purdy dancing wide open, making the grab. Samuel, the tackle is missed. Debo off to the end zone. Touchdown 49ers. Purdy, deep drop. Sideline open. Kittle down the sideline. He goes bouncing up the Seahawks. And another big play with Kayvon Wallace making the stop there. Third and four. Purdy, shoulder shake, throws into traffic. Kittle, touchdown, his second. So Kittle went back to the locker room, comes back. Now he's going to celebrate.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
That was the legendary Al Michaels on Amazon Thursday Night Football Week 6. Niners beat the Seahawks Week 6 up in Seattle in that one. Brock Purdy with those touchdown passes, a couple to George Kittle. And Niner fans probably going to hear a whole lot more of that over the next handful of years, because according to reports, and the first to report it was our next guest, Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, according to those reports, 5 years, $265 million is the contract extension 49ers and Brock Purdy have agreed upon. And now let's go out to the River Islands guest line and welcome in Tom Pelissero again of NFL Network, who joins us. Tom, thanks for taking some time out of your day. Hell of a news breaking day in the NFL. This Brock Purdy contract, what are your first thoughts?
It came in right about, guys, where it seemed this was tracking, which was Brock Purdy was not going to reset the market. It was not going to be $60 million a year, the Dak Prescott number. And there's a variety of different reasons for that, but it was going to make him, depending how you slice the numbers, one of the top paid quarterbacks in the NFL. So 5 years and $265 million, that's the new money average. Obviously, he was only due like 5.4 this year. So from a budgeting perspective, the 49ers have him locked up for 6 years and $270 million. That's $45 million per. You can, especially with a rising salary cap, absolutely put a championship caliber team around Brock Purdy. And for Purdy, whose signing bonus, when I looked it up right after putting out the contract today, his signing bonus on his rookie deal was $77,012. That's a little bit of a come up for Brock Purdy to 5 years and $265 million. It's life-changing money for Brock Purdy, and it's evidence of the faith and the belief that the 49ers have had in Brock Purdy, and that they made abundantly clear over and over. You know, sometimes teams shy away from saying things during the course of negotiations, but how many times do we hear Kyle Shanahan or John Lynch say, that's our guy, we're going to pay him, and that's exactly what they got done on the deal today.
They did, and you know, nationally, I wonder what the impression is, because even here locally, Tom, there are some fans who think that $53 million per is an overpay. My partner and I both kind of push back at that, but you're out there nationally. What is the impression you get about Brock Purdy making this kind of money?
I would just say, set aside, I think, the fact that when you're Mr. Irrelevant and you're a seventh-round pick, and there's reasons for that, right? Like, physically, there's no traits that are off the charts with Brock Purdy. But there was something that Kyle Shanahan saw in him back at Iowa State that he really believed in. You're always going to be fighting with that. You know, he's not – no, he can't move like Lamar Jackson. He's not a freaky thrower of the football like Patrick Mahomes. But Brock Purdy is a really, really good quarterback, particularly in – Kyle Shanahan's system. Even last year, in a down year for Brock Purdy, and there was a lot going on, as you guys and the fans know well, Christian McCaffrey barely playing, Debo was banged up, Ayuk obviously missed time. He still, if you look at the advanced metrics, the advanced statistics, he was one of the most efficient quarterbacks in the NFL. There's going to be a transition phase, there's no doubt about it, you know, just based upon some of the veterans that the 49ers have moved on from. But this is a move, not just for the future, but for the right now, with locking up Brock Purdy on this contract. They believe that they've got their guy. And what I would just say to anybody having the doubts about it is, this is the going rate for quarterbacks. It's not at the top of the market. It is a very, very good, solid deal. And again, life-changing money for Brock Purdy. But the 49ers are not overextended here. The salary cap will be $300 million per club in the next year or two, when you, again, from a budgeting perspective, are budgeting 45 per for Brock Purdy over the next 6 years. You got plenty of wiggle room to continue to never rebuild in San Francisco, but certainly retool some things and get a little bit younger and get this thing going the right direction.
Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, who broke this Brock Purdy contract extension news, 5 years, $265 million, joins us here on Willard and Dibbs. Grandy in for Willard, so Dibbs and Grandy with you. Tom, was this this contract one where, like, say there was another team negotiating this, say Brock hit the open market, would this be the number you think most teams would come to? I know you talked about maybe perspective around the entire league, but is this a case? I know there's a lot of Niner fans out there who say, well, Brock's only Brock because he's in the Shanahan system or because he has all this talent around him. If there was another team that had the opportunity to negotiate with Brock, do you think most other teams would come to a similar number the Niners ultimately did?
Well, first of all, almost half the league runs some variation of Kyle's system. And so there's plenty of places Brock could go and it'd be turnkey, plug and play, and he'd be able to function. Obviously, Kyle's brilliant, and his main, you know, his number one skill, if you had to peg it, would be he gets guys open. But Brock has a lot, you know, a lot of things that he's shown on tape that other teams have noticed. You know, Brock Purdy were to hit the open market, we're talking about the same league in which Kirk Cousins, you know, made NFL history back in 2018, which at the time was a mind-blowing type of contract. Although now, if you looked at, I think it was 3 years and $84 million, that would be like not even in the top 15 guys. But he played out his leverage, and he got to the market. He ended up getting a really big contract. What Kirk Cousins had to do, and of course Kyle has history with Kirk, but he had to not only play out his rookie deal, he had to get tagged. He had to get tagged again, and then finally got his opportunity to hit the open market. Brock was several years away from being able to have that level of leverage. But let's say there's a world in which Brock could have played out this year and not gotten franchise tag. Absolutely. I'd be surprised if he wasn't in the $50-plus million per year range, if not in the $60 million per year range. But obviously, there's a lot of people who would argue Dak Prescott is the best quarterback in the NFL. But Dak Prescott had the best leverage at the right time, which is why he got the prior deal in Dallas that he did. He got this new deal that was agreed to week one of last season. Brock, you know, his main leverage was the 49ers aren't going to be as good without me. He was only due $5 million this season. That's a hard task for any agent to be able to negotiate off a number that's that low. But this is a very fair deal, I would say, from all sides. And his agent, Kyle Strongen, from Range Sports and the 49ers, they were on the same page, really, I think, over the last several weeks. Once Brock came in for the offseason program, it was just drilling down some of the details, and clearly they got there.
So you don't think that the market is flattening out so much as, in this case, the leverage point for Brock Purdy was not as strong, and the Niners and Brock Purdy both kind of realized that?
Well, think about what's Brock Purdy's leverage at this point. The 49ers can sit there and go, okay, if you don't do the deal, if we can't work this out, you're going to play for 5.4 this year. Or you can hold out, you know, you can do that. I mean, that's every player's greatest leverage is withholding your services. But it's 5.4 this year. We can tag you next year. We can tag you again. Like, you're 3 years away from being able to get to the market. I mean, any player in that position, any agent in that position is looking at this. You drive it to the best possible deal that you can get, which is ended up being, you know, 5 years and $265 million. The cash flow is strong on this deal, too. I mean, all things considered.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
When you think about the starting point here, he's going to make over $55 million per year over the first three new years, meaning 26, 27, 28. It's really good money. It's the type of money that you couldn't turn down. But no, I don't think this is any evidence of a flattening of the market or anything else. You know, there's different players have different amounts of leverage. All those other guys, if you look at the other ones on that list of the top paid quarterbacks, you know, Dak, again, I just said that's its own animal. But Trevor Lawrence was on a first round contract and had a fifth year option still hanging out there. You had Tua Tagovailoa, who still had a fifth year option. You know, those guys are in a different position. Brock was in a position where he was a seventh-round pick. He hadn't gotten his windfall of money just yet. This is, again, I would just say it's a fair deal for all sides, especially when you consider what the cash flow is going to look like here and how the 49ers can be able to build around this contract.
Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, he broke the news of this five-year, $265 million contract extension for Brock Purdy with us here on Willard and Dibs. Tom, one of the main sources of frustration for 49er fans out here is, well, a couple of years ago, they might have missed their window to win a Super Bowl when they lost in overtime to the Kansas City Chiefs. That's not generally the way I think a fan base feels when you tie up your franchise quarterback for years to come. Is there any similar feeling around the rest of the NFL, in whether it's among front offices or among the national media, that the Niners might have missed their Super Bowl window?
I think the windows are probably overstated at times. You're talking about how long is your core of talent going to be in their prime and playing at a high level. But, I mean, look no further than the Chiefs to see how you can kind of have a shifting type of a window that's perpetual. It helps, obviously, to have maybe the greatest quarterback we've ever seen in Patrick Mahomes, but at a time where Travis Kelce's getting older and Chris Jones is not as young as he used to be, you've got this up-and-coming group of the Trent McDuffies and Creed Humphreys and Trey Smith, who's on the franchise tag, right now, and they've gotten younger at the wide receiver position. In other words, you know, what they had to do was make difficult choices on guys like Tyreek Hill. Everybody went, all right, they lost the playoff game. They trade away Tyreek Hill. What are they doing? Well, what they were thinking was, this guy wants $25 million a year. We can get a first-round pick, and I think it was a third-round pick, and clear all that money to rebuild our defense and our offensive line. Okay, let's do that. And I think that that's sort of a similar approach to what you're seeing with the 49ers. They're still paying their older tight end in George Kittle. They're still counting on Christian McCaffrey, not that they really have a choice based on the contract they gave him last year. Now it's, can a Ricky Pearsall step up and become the type of receiver they need him to be, particularly because Brandon Ayuk's probably not going to be ready to go come September. It's, you know, is Michael Williams going to be an impact player right away that can balance some things out in an offseason where, you know, you lost the likes of Javon Hargrave? I mean, those are, you know, the harder decisions that have to be made here, but there's no reason you can't extend that window. The part where it becomes complicated once you pay the quarterback is for the past 3 years, particularly the past 2 years, because they, you know, they had Trey Lance on a first-round contract, obviously, but they had a lot of flexibility to go and pay those guys, right, to pay everybody and bring in the Hargraves, which is like a luxury type of an item here. Once you're paying the quarterback, that becomes a little bit more difficult, but think about it from the flip side of this as well. Brock's on the books for 5.4 this year. Let's say he plays that out. Next year, if you tag him, that tag's going to be somewhere in the $40, $42 million a year range. Now that's $40 to $42 million that's just sitting like a rock on your salary cap in 2026, as long as you would have to keep him on the tag, and you're not able to use that. By doing this deal now, and I don't know the entire, you know, the entire cash flow or the entire, you know, the cap, but in these deals, the year one, year two cap numbers are generally low. So you're actually going to have more flexibility in 2026 than if you had gone down the road of, hey, if we have to, we're going to tag you, which is precisely why, despite the fact that Brock is on that low rookie contract still, the 49ers also had motivation to get this done now, because it's cost certainty at a time that the cap is rising. You know exactly what your costs are going to be at the most expensive position. Now that allows us to plan and try to rebuild again. I wouldn't say rebuild, but retool this thing in the best possible way to, you know, get right back to where the 49ers expect to be as long as those guys are there, which is competing for championships year after year.
Yeah, great point, Tom, about the cost certainty. One more before we part company. Does this give you an idea that not only is the ownership, but also the head coach and the GM, that they're going to be here for a long time? Because, you know, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan have both said that they want to be along with Brock Purdy as long as he's here. Does this give you a sense that the stability of the Niners will continue long in the future?
I think that, you know, I don't think we've ever seen Jed York say anything but that these guys are going to be here for a really long time. Kyle wants to be there. He's one of the highest paid coaches in the NFL. John, you know, we'll see how long John wants to do it. It seems like that's completely up to him, but he's, you know, a well-compensated executive in the NFL, and the rest of the leadership team there, Parag, I mean, they've sustained this. They've had a couple of just completely injury-ravaged seasons along the way, but they've sustained this pretty good now going into, I believe it's year 10, year 9 for Kyle in San Francisco. So I wouldn't think anything but. I mean, this is not a team going, okay, we got to strip this thing down to the studs and start over. They're just thinking, all right, how do we, you know, build this in the best way possible? Let's analyze some of the mistakes that we've made in the past. There is no sense that I have gotten whatsoever that, you know, Jed York is thinking anything other than, let's compete for championships with Kyle and John here, and that's absolutely what they're going to try to do in 2025.
Tom, great stuff. We appreciate you taking some time out of your busy day. Great catching up. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, that's Tom Pelissero of NFL Network with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Really good conversation there. First of all, said this is, quote, a very fair deal for all sides. I think that's how we felt, yep, as well. Tom Pelissero also giving us the national perspective. I thought it was interesting that he said if this was a free agent negotiation, he would have been surprised if it wasn't in the $50 million range or even the $60 million range. So this is not just a case of the 49ers valuing Brock Purdy more than others might. It really feels like, Dibbs, the 49ers got themselves a pretty fair deal, all things considered.
Right, especially when you look at it from a six-year window, which is what he so eloquently laid out, where this upcoming year, it's going to be $5 million plus whatever portion of the signing bonus is assigned to this upcoming year. But then you've got $265 beyond that. So even if he plays 6 years and it's 6 years and $270, now you're talking about $45 million average annual. You're not looking at $53 million because this contract really won't kick in until next year.
Yeah.
So when you look at the actual sticker shock number of it, you're dealing with more likely $45 million a year, and then he laid it out there at the end about if you wanted to franchise him. So he plays out this year for $5 million, and then you franchise him for $45 million. Well, you don't have that same cost certainty, and he actually said that that contract would be sitting there like a rock, and I like that because, you know, you franchise him, and then at the end of next year, you either do it again for $48 million or so, and then you're kind of done, or you let him go at that point. So now you sign him to this deal, which kicks in next year, and you've got that cost certainty for a player that you actually like.
Yeah, yeah. And Tom Pelissero also said, and he said this very quickly when we were asked about what this means for the Niners championship window and how you build a roster around Brock with this gigantic contract. It does feel like a relatively fair contract, but no denying it is still a gigantic contract.
Yeah.
5 years, $265 million. That's $53 million per year if you divide it up evenly, which it will not be, but the AAV is $53 million per year over the course of this five-year extension. He, without hesitation, Tom Pelissero, who's obviously very plugged in and was the first to report this news, he said, quote, "You absolutely can put a championship roster around him." He cited the growing cap number, which is going to continue to grow. And every year other than the COVID year, it grew. It will continue to grow. He seems pretty confident this is not going to be prohibitive to the 49ers and their ability to field a talented roster.
Nor should it be.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at the future of what he talked about, like Trent Williams is going to be aging out and, you know, George Kittle is going to get to a point where he's not going to be around forever. And Christian McCaffrey, same thing. So like with any other NFL roster, you got to start to churn it over. And I think the Niners have done a good job of drafting younger replacements, whether it's been Ricky Pearsall or Isaac Garendo. And they're starting to find people, Dominic Pooney, younger people to come in and replace higher priced veterans that, you know, you've gotten rid of. And I know Mooney Ward is a guy who left this year, and you've got, you know, Renardo Green, who has stepped in and
why they
been
felt
a good
comfortable
player.
Letting Mooney leave. And
exactly.
He might have left anyway, but at least they have a stopgap there.
And so I do think that for any team, that's the way you have to go about it. And you look at Baltimore, and that's the way they've always done it, is they've replaced older, more expensive talent with younger players. And when you pay your quarterback this much money, when this contract eventually kicks in, that's the way you have to go about it.
Yeah. Yeah, and so now it puts even more of an emphasis on the draft, and really it began last year. Last year's draft seems to be pretty darn good so far. We will see what this season has in store for that group. You mentioned Renardo Green. Also on the defensive back side of things, you've got Malik Mustafa, who's, I would imagine, going to start at safety as long as he is healthy for years to come for the 49ers, and you hope what Ricky Pearsall showed down the stretch of last season is who he continues to be and who he builds off. And then you hope that your draft class this year, and they officially signed Mykael Williams, the 11th overall pick out of Georgia, edge rusher. They officially signed him after drafting him last month. They got that deal done this week. So things are coming together for the 49ers, and we shall see what the season ahead will hold for them. We are also going to get a picture of maybe what that season might look like later on today, Dibs. Because at 5:15, we're going to chat with Brian Baldinger here on Willard and Dibs. Baldy's going to weigh in on this Brock Purdy contract. And if you're just joining us, 5 years, $265 million extension for Brock Purdy. If you break it up, that's $53 million a year, which ranked among the other quarterback contracts in the NFL. That's the seventh highest AAV, average annual value, and the total guarantee, $181 million. That is the eighth highest total guarantee. So everyone who was fearful of Brock maybe breaking the bank entirely and resetting the quarterback market entirely and being the highest paid quarterback of all time, Doesn't seem like that's going to come true.
No, it's not going to come true, and that's why I wanted to ask Greg Pelissero about the market and whether or not we've seen a flattening, and he gave a great answer about relative leverage because Brock Purdy had some leverage, but not really. So if Brock Purdy wanted to hold out for a real market reset contract, well, he could do that, and he could come in and play on this one-year deal for $5 million, and then the team could franchise him, and he could make 45, and you could do that dance, and it's a lose-lose for everybody. And so, you know, Brock Purdy coming in for OTAs about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I do think that that was a sign of him and his agent saying, look, we're not going to do that. We're
not at least on good terms.
Right, yeah. Good faith. Yeah. We're not going to go full Ayuk. We're not going to go full Bosa. We understand how important I am, the quarterback, to this team. And you also understand that I need to get something this year. And so you came in good faith. Negotiations continued. And I do think that the number that they settled on is honestly fair for both sides. You're Brock Purdy, and you get maybe the biggest raise in the history of American employee, right? You go from, and he actually said it, Tom, I said Greg Pelissero, it was Tom Pelissero, but he said that his signing bonus was $77,002. $77,002?
I'll take it.
I will too. But compared to like all these other numbers, and this signing bonus is probably going to be $100 million. So you go from that to this. And so, yeah, you're Brock Purdy. You'll take it.
You'll take it. No doubt. And I would imagine from the Niners' perspective, like nothing against the way that Nick Bosa handled it or the way Ayuk handled it. You do what you can to get the money you feel like you deserve and to get as much money as possible. And more power to you. You have earned the right to make every dollar possible. And these are not fully guaranteed contracts unless you're Deshaun Watson. Like you could get hurt tomorrow and you won't see the majority of this contract. That is certainly possible. And so I'm always going to err on the side of the player when it comes to these negotiations. But I will say when this played out as smoothly as it did, you give a lot of credit to Brock Purdy for showing up in the first place and being there and negotiating face-to-face.
No doubt. And you also give the Niners credit, I think, for actually getting it done. Because all we've talked about the last few postseasons is how they, you know, Parag Marathe, he wants to win the deal. And if you look at this deal, if you want to say who won the deal, I do think it's a little bit of a tough call. Like, who won the deal? Did Brock Purdy get the max amount that his skill set would warrant on the market? Maybe. Did the team get him for a little bit less than he could have otherwise commanded? Maybe. Yeah. I do look at this deal and think it might be a split decision, and that's what you really want a contract to be.
Yeah.
The team probably is thinking, geez, we're giving this guy $53 million. That's a lot. And Brock is thinking, I might have been able to get $57 million. So if both sides feel like they could have done better, it's a win for both.
Yeah, and I asked Tom Pelissero, if this was another team negotiating, what do you think the number would be? And he essentially said, well, I wouldn't be surprised if it was up in the 60s.
Yeah.
Now, an open market negotiation is different because then you could get a bidding war going for a single guy.
Right.
But, I'm with you. This does feel on the surface, at least based on what we know now, a pretty fair deal for both sides. Are you in agreement? 888-957-9570. The contract for Brock Purdy, 5 years, $265 million. That is $53 million per year on average. The seventh most in among quarterbacks in the NFL. $181 million total guaranteed. Eighth most among quarterbacks in the NFL. Is that a fair deal for Brock? Is it a fair deal for the Niners? Who won the deal? Who lost the deal? Plus, this 5-year extension means that Brock Purdy will be the Niners quarterback, assuming health, for the next 6 years. You comfortable locking that in? Brock Purdy, QB, the Niners for the next 6 years? You can let us know what you think on Willard and Dibs at 888-957-9570. No Willard today. It's Dibs and Grandy with you. We are live from Chase Center because the Golden State Valkyries, they tip off their first ever regular season game at 7 o'clock tonight right here at Chase. If you can't make it to Chase, you can listen to the game here on 95.7 The Game with Kevin Dana and Sophia Jones. And we are live from Chase until 6, getting you ready for opening night. But we're taking your calls next about this Brock Purdy contract. That's Dibs. I'm Grandy. We're back with more next on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.